Gary Boyer, frustrated?
Yeah, I think so. I think we had a wonderful following, and they made a hell of a noise, and we should have sent them home celebrating a fantastic goal from Sean Longstaff. Unfortunately, our Achilles heel caught us again where an individual mistake, and we get punished for it, and we've got to stop him.
Yeah, 1-0 is never enough, and you couldn't quite press home and put distance between yourselves and them.
No, I don't think it was for the lack of trying, you know. I think later on in the game, the pitch became even more unplayable. And so, you know, we were trying to still play on the surface where we should have just got, you know, just put them in behind and got them running back towards their own goal. And that's a learning experience. Like I said before the game, you know, we had a very young average age of a team out against an experienced team. And they probably played the conditions better second half than what we did.
You look at the front three that you selected on paper, Viv, D'Alfonso and Vass. It was crying out for it to go, as you said, in behind, wasn't it?
Yeah, and that's you know, part of the learning process for us to realise the type of ball to play and when to play it.
You've mentioned the pitch. What was your view of the referee's decision to go ahead with it?
Brilliant. Yeah, fair play. You know, I think in this day and age, you know, society's going mad, political correctness is going mad. And what's wrong with the pitches? You know, it's muddy and it's wet. Get on with it. Last week we had one called off for it. This week it's gone ahead. So I was fine with it.
Big learning curve for the likes of Callum Cook, Sean Longstaff, maybe Viv. They won't have played on conditions like that very much.
No, of course not, because they, you know, they've come through the academy system. So they wouldn't have seen the pitches like this. So, you know, like I said, it's part of their development and part of their learning today.
And they've got to do that, haven't they? They've got to learn to adapt to a variety of conditions.
Exactly, and do that very quickly. And I thought, first half especially, we did well. You know, we controlled the game for large parts today. Towards the end, once we got the goal, you saw what what Bury did. They went long to Hansen, and we dealt with it very well all game, apart from that this one particular ball where we should just put a foot through it and clear it, and we don't. And then, you know, it bubbles over the line.
You mentioned Hansen, and he is a handful, but you've got to get around and pick the second ball up, and I think the lads did that very well, by and large.
Well, I totally agree with you. Like I say, I thought the way that we played the game and the conditions, we'd done very well up to a certain point. You've got to keep doing it and keep doing it and keep doing it, and that's you get that through experience.
You pull Carl Vassell off, is he okay?
Yeah, it's just a heavy pitch, and he's been away, obviously missing from games, and we didn't want to put him under pressure.
Coming to your lane today, before kick-off, would you have taken a point?
No, because we always go out to get 3 points, and you know, I think, like you say, the way that we've gone about it, the dressing room is I was delighted with the dressing room at the end, because they're all... You'd have thought we'd lost the man, so the reaction of them, which is good because it shows you how much they care and how much they thought they should have won the game. And we've just got to take that frustration now into next week's game.
1-13, you're going to have to win a few football matches, aren't you?
Yeah, of course. I think it was the similar sort of thing this time last year. We had 1-12, and now we're in a different league.